on being a role model. Have you thought about that? On being a role model. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today on being a role model. Have you ever thought about being a role model for yourself? You know, we think about being a role model for our children, being a role model for our family, for our world, being a role model as a politician or as a city official or a governmental official, being a role model in many different ways. We think of our ministers or priests or rabbis as being role models. We think of our teachers as being role models or parents as being role models. But how about us being a role model for ourselves? This is an interesting concept, to be a role model for yourself. What do you want to get out of life? What do I want to get out of life? What do I want to enjoy in life? Now, I might like to be a role model of being an excellent artist, or being an excellent person, or parent, or husband or wife. But how about being a role model just for myself? How can I be a role model just for myself? Do I make sure that every thought I think is the kind of thought that, were it to be instantly brought forth in my experience, it would be the kind of thing I'd like to have? Do I have every single thought that I think the kind of thought that I would like to live in my life right now? Right now, while I'm thinking that thought? That's something very precious and very important to consider for me. Because if I allow myself to have any negative thoughts, then I will have negative experiences in my life. Because that's where my thinking is. That's where my attitudes are. That's where my world is. Is that the type of thing I want to have in my life? Is that the type of thing I want to experience in my life? I say I want to be a role model for my family, for my children. And I want to be a beautiful person, a worthwhile person, have a good reputation, have a good understanding and a good feeling in the world of myself and the world of others about me. And how do I get that? Well, I walk the straight and narrow path. I think good thoughts. I have good attitudes and good ways of doing things. I'm always a good person. Okay? So, somewhere in my life I slipped. Somewhere in my life I let the interpretation be out that I'm not a good person. Now, forever and ever and ever, I am lost on the road to perdition, the road to hell. No salvation whatsoever. Well, that's not really true. You see, one of the primary things that we have, as a role model, do is we live in the present moment. We let go of the past. We don't necessarily forgive the past. We don't necessarily look at the past and try to redeem ourselves. We just live in the now. If we're going to be living in the past, we'll find a jillion little experiences that we didn't live up to what we felt an ideal role model would be. But we have the opportunity, I have the opportunity, of living right now, in the present tense, in this instant moment now, being the kind of person that I admire, the kind of person that I would like to associate with myself. If I were out with friends and my friends were as good as I am, I'd like to be with them. I'd like to have them be my friends. But how can I be as good as I feel I'd like to be? In this instant now, in this moment now, how can I do that? Because my life isn't made up just of this present moment, it's made up of all the moments of my life. Well, perhaps that's true. And perhaps that's not true. When can we start over again? When can we begin our life anew? When can we be born new? When can we enter into a new attitude for ourselves? If I am always held accountable for my past, then I will never live in the present. Now, who's holding me accountable for the past? Me. I hold myself accountable to the past. It's my memories, it's my thinking of the past, it's my feeling of the past, it's my attitude toward yesterday, my attitude toward my life as it has been up to this moment. And if you were a bank robber up to this moment, and then you stop being a bank robber, you decide you're going to do a whole new thing, well, you're going to be known by the whole new thing. But you have to prove yourself to yourself by keeping thoughts that a honest person would entertain at all times. Now, how do you keep thoughts that an honest person would entertain all the time? Well, you don't consider ways of robbing a bank. You consider ways of living a happy, harmonious life right now. You consider ways of enjoying yourself, ways of enjoying your family, ways of enjoying your world. You consider all the good things that you want to do, not because you want to be a goody-goody person, but because this is your new nature. Do you want to be a courteous person? Do you want to be a loving person? Do you want to be a role model for your children? I had a friend that I talked to, and he was telling me that his son was disrespectful. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I wonder where he gets that. Now, I knew where he got that because his father was disrespectful. And his father was disrespectful to himself, to his world, to his promises, to his attitudes, to all the things that he was doing. He was disrespectful because he allowed himself to have his attention drawn away from the thing that he was doing. He allowed himself to be distracted. Well, now, disrespect is distraction. When we allow ourselves to have our attention taken away from the thing that we're working on at the moment. If we cannot be one-pointed for even a moment, how can we ever be one-pointed all of our life? How can we ever have values that we set up for ourselves if we cannot even maintain that value for a moment? A person walks in the room who gave you unhappy attitudes. And these unhappy attitudes always made you feel insecure with them and unhappy with them. Well, today, you're a new person now. Someone walks into the room that had previously been discourteous or unhappy to you, and instead of thinking of them as discourteous or unhappy, you think of them as being very loving, very proper, very beautiful, very understanding people. Now, the first thing you don't do is bring up the past of the discourtesy. The first thing you don't do, you don't tell of the incidents where they have been discourteous. You don't tell of those things at all, because if they are in your consciousness, then you are experiencing those discourtesies. But what if you're a teacher? What if you're a sharer? And what if you're using these as illustrations? Well, if you use these as illustrations, then these are your nature. These are who you are. These are the type of person that you are. Can you be in a conversation and give your 100% attention to the conversation? Or does your mind or your attention wander while you're in a conversation? Does your thought system wander away from whatever it is that you're discussing with another person, or even thinking about yourself? When you're thinking about yourself, do you have the courtesy to remain on a beneficial thought? Or do you allow yourself to wander off to the non-beneficial thoughts, the thoughts where things didn't quite work out the way you expected them, didn't quite come true to form? Well, they were true to form, all right. In our life, we are always a role model for ourselves and for everyone else. We don't think that we are the way other people should act, but we are the type of person that if others acted like us, we would like them as a friend. If others acted with the love, the unconditional love, the joy, the peace, the harmony that we have, we would find them most desirable, most enjoyable, most wonderful. So, I'm being a role model. It merely means that I'm putting a cause in motion for where my values are, for what I think is the most important, wonderful, desirable thing that I could ever do in my life. How can I set that cause in motion for myself? How can I determine that I'm going to do this all the time and be consistent in doing this, be loving in doing this, be wonderful in doing this? How can I do that? It's a good question, isn't it? But the answer is very simple. If I respect myself, if I love myself, if I think to myself that I'm a wonderful, joyful, happy, delightful person, if I look around the world and I look for me everywhere, if I look for happy people, if I look for respectful people, if I look for people who are true to their values, if I look for people who enjoy life, is that who I am? Is that what my nature is? If that's my nature, then I will find it in people around me. And if I find it in people around me, then that's my nature. Because the people around me are truly my reflection. The people around me are me, and that's all that makes the difference. That's all that makes any difference, and that's who I am. I have to think about this. I'm being a role model. Is my life a picture of what I think I'd like to be? If my life's a picture of what I think I'd like to be, I'm starting on the right track. Now, when my life is what I think, and it is, and what I think is what I like my life to be, then I'm home free. I'm walking the perfect road for myself, and I'm experiencing an unconditionally loving, happy, fulfilled life. And I'm experiencing it right now. I do not live in the past. I do not live in the future. I live in the instant now. And as I live in the instant now, whatever thought is in my consciousness, that is who I am. And I choose to have good thoughts in my consciousness at all times. I love you. I love you. I love you.